Well, good afternoon, everyone. Thank you for joining me. Brian, Dave, John, Angela, and John. Appreciate it. We're back from a week recess. And during that time, I spent a fair amount of time in North Idaho, in Lewiston, Coeur d'Alene, Sandpoint, and Bonners Ferry, and Kellogg, holding meetings and doing Lincoln Day activities. Many of you are familiar with those as it relates to the Republican Party and the gatherings for their Lincoln Day celebrations. I also visited the VA hospital in Walla Walla. A certain number of Idahoans, primarily North Central Idahoans, the Lewiston, Clearwater Valley area veterans go to that hospital for their services. Congresswoman Kathy McMorris was with me in Walla Walla. It obviously serves the 5th District, 5th Congressional District of Washington, so we went through and toured that process, and it was an eye-opening experience. It's a very old hospital that is in need of a substantial improvement. Lastly, of course, happening just before the recess was the announcement by our president of the nomination of our governor, Dirk Kempthorne, to be the next Secretary of Interior. That's an obvious, excellent choice. I'm extremely excited about it to have Dirk back here as our secretary. It's certainly good for the public land west, issues that the governor is very familiar with. He'll be faced with dealing on when he gets to become secretary, and I'll be working to move his nomination through the Senate as expeditiously as we possibly can. This week, we're debating lobbying reform. There are some provisions in it that I think are extremely important and valuable. What is key to all of it is an increased transparency of what we do back here, so that false allegations or well-founded allegations can be brought or not brought. As many of you may know, I have put all of the earmarks that I do on behalf of Idahoans or anyone else on our website. I've always believed in full and open disclosure, and so the area on my website to look at is called Idaho Initiatives. Take a view of it. Be happy to make comment once you've looked at it, but what is important as we go through these debates is that as a U.S. Senator, I play a certain role for Idaho. I have a responsibility to Idaho and its communities and its citizens, and I think that the initiative page on our website is a good one to look at to see the work we're doing in behalf of Idaho. Lastly, the Judiciary Committee yesterday put out a comprehensive immigration reform bill. There are parts of it that concern me. There is one good part of it. It's called Ag Jobs. It's a reform bill of agricultural employees that I've worked on now for nearly 6 years to perfect it. I've built a nationwide coalition in support of it. There is a clear recognition in this country that we've got to get control of our borders and be able to manage our borders. We're investing heavily in that. Next year's budget will have $11.9 billion in it for border management and border control. We're training 1,500 new Border Patrol agents a year. That's critically important to getting our borders under control. As we do that, it is also important to recognize that there are certain work and economic needs in our country, and that agriculture is certainly one that uses a great many guest workers that is embodied in the Ag Jobs Bill. So I hope that we can accomplish border control and a legal and working process for immigration. Those are going to be big challenges, and they are obviously controversial. But our job here in the Senate is to address these issues because the American people want these problems solved. With that, be more than happy to respond to any of your questions.
How do you think the vote is going to go in the Senate, Senator, on the immigration?
I don't think I can predict that, and I say that because Democrats and Republicans probably have amongst us 30 ideas about how to solve this problem. I just mentioned mine. It's targeted specifically to agriculture. There are a good many others that don't agree with the bill that just came out. There are many who do. There, it will be debated on the floor of the Senate for about 2 weeks. There are going to be a lot of amendments, and in the end, I'm not at all confident I can tell you what the product will look like or if it will get a majority vote to get out of the Senate. It simply is a controversial issue that draws a lot of attention and a lot of people's concern. But what is important is that we get our borders under control and develop a mechanism that recognizes legitimate immigration and legitimate workforces for our country.
What will be the protocol, the timeline on Governor Kemp Thorne?
That really hasn't been determined yet. The White House has not yet sent up his nomination. That probably will occur this week. Because Governor Kim Thorne once served here in the U.S. Senate, both the limited background check, all that has to be done in these types of nominations should move very, very quickly. And I would think we should be able to get the governor to the floor to become the next secretary in a reasonably short period of time. Now, what does that mean? Probably within the next month. And I think that's being realistic to suggest that something like that could happen within that time frame. At the same time, you're going to have a little pushback from some senators. It won't be because they dislike Dirk. It'll be because they're unhappy with a presidential program or some issue somewhere, and they'll try to use the nomination as a leverage point. But I do believe that we're going to get a strong majority vote out of the Senate, and we can move it quite rapidly.
Are there particular issues that you'll be interested in questioning him?
No, not really. I don't think I'll have to worry about questioning Dirk. I think he'll probably return phone calls.
Okay. Senator, not necessarily on the Kemp Thorne thing, but whatever happened to the Bill Myers nomination? Is that alive, DOA? Where's that?
It is alive and at the desk of the U.S. Senate, and we hope to get a vote on it sometime in the next couple of months. Once immigration is through, I think we'll focus on judges again for a time. We have both the Myers nomination at the desk of the Senate and the Randy Smith nomination that should be able to be voted on and come out of committee sometime in the next week or two.
So is Senator Feinstein still holding the Smith thing up?
Well, she cannot hold the Smith thing up in committee. She could try to hold it up on the floor. But Senator Feinstein, by her own admissions, now recognizes that some of the information that led her to make statements publicly was not well grounded. In fact, Judge Trout himself would tell you that he was never a California person. The seat at the moment in time was California, but that seat has been in the state of Washington, it's been in the state of California, it's been in the state of Oregon, and for the tenure of Judge Trout, it has been in Idaho. So it would be precedent setting to try to move it back to California, because in fact it is an Idaho seat. We think that argument can be made very, very strongly. And in all fairness to Senator Feinstein, I think she now recognizes it.
So conceivably, both Myers and Smith would be maybe sometime after May or into June, huh?
Well, that's certainly my hope. We desperately need both of those men on the Ninth Circuit. And, the combination of them trying to get our third federal judge, trying to get a division of the Ninth Circuit into a new circuit is something that both I and Congressman Simpson and others are working overtime on here because we think these are critically important to our judiciary.
Thank you.
Any other questions?
Senator, I'm just curious. Is there anything on the Senate side with the Simpson Wilderness Bill and the White Clouds?
No, not on the Senate side yet. It hasn't moved out of the House. And when it moves out of the House, then it will come to my committee.
Very good.
We've not even seen the full language on it yet. We've just requested a copy of that language, but we're reviewing it now. But no, it won't. It'll see no action until it actually moves from the House to the Senate. Any other questions? Well, if not, thank you all much, and we'll chat next week.
Thank you. Thank you, sir.
Mm-hmm. Bye.